Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show without Robin this morning. And we know that some of you are already listening, and we hope that the quality of today's show is as good as it's ever been. We had a conversation with the station engineer Eric yesterday and producer Noah, and we worked on the machine for about 30 minutes getting the levels correct, the incoming sound, the outgoing sound, and we hope that the quality of my voice, at least over the radio, is as good as it can be. So we want to thank you for listening and not dialing out and tuning out because of the many technical difficulties we've had over the past few weeks. So just send me a text loud and clear. Everything's good. Drop me an email if you want, Ellis at Ellis Outdoors. But we think everything is right on track. Good morning, Aaron. How are you? Good. I'm glad to hear that loud and clear. That's perfect. I have two dogs fighting over a dog toy at my feet. You might hear it squeaking. You might hear some growling, some barking in the background during the show. Pay no mind. The show is real. Coming to you live from our house right here in Easton, Maryland, through the studios, through the towers of WCBM 680, our flagship station, and that is where Aaron is to take your phone calls at 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM 680, if that's easier for you to remember. We have some great news for you. Yes, I reached out to the folks at CVA, Connecticut Valley Arms. BPI Guns is the parent company, and they are going to continue, I think we're at 15 years and counting, with our muzzleloader giveaway contest this year. I want your opinion on this. We have some options. Traditionally, the last probably 5 or 6 years, we've been giving the muzzleloaders away during October, November, December, during the hunting season. Okay? Well, with the arrival of the muzzleloaders soon, we're wondering if we shouldn't change that to September, October, November. And the reason is pretty clear. For if we give a muzzleloader away in September, somebody will have an opportunity to get it dialed in for the early muzzleloader season. If we give one away in November, October, that's October. You can do with it what you want. If we give it away in the end of November, you still have time to present that as a Christmas gift if you so prefer. Or, you know, tune it in for the late muzzleloader season. So option one, September, October, November. Option two, October, November, December. Let's hear from you. 410-WCBM 680. Yes, indeed. Well, we heard from two of our listeners. One said we sound good. The other one said perfectamundo. So, yeah, the week was good. Oh, no, perfecto mente. I'm sorry. I apologize there, young lady. Perfecto mente. Well, that's good. At least we know we're doing what we're supposed to do. Hope the streaming is all good. And hope to hear from you. So, muzzleloader giveaway, option one. September, October, November. Option two, October, November, December. Putting it up for a vote. Our measures today for bucks, bears, stags are going to be at the Mead Natural Heritage Association building on the Patuxent Wildlife Research Refuge. They're at Laurel, Maryland. And, well, now we've got the puppy playing with the big dog. Hey, quiet down over there. Quiet down. Thank you. All right, so we have our two measures. Chuck Wilcox will be there, and John Melvin will be there. Both are accomplished measures, Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young, as well as Bucks, Bears, Stags. And anybody who's registering for the hunt today, getting their permits at Mead Natural Heritage Association, is welcome to bring their deer, or anybody's actually welcome to bring their deer to have it measured. They'll be there starting around 9 o'clock, and we want to thank... We want to thank the folks at the refuge, Kyle Donaldson in particular. He's a volunteer that reached out and got this started. So if you're going to go down there, say, you know, you heard about it on the radio, say hi to Kyle, say hi to Chuck, and say hi to John, and we'll see what we can do to get your deer in the record book. How about that? We are cutting off entries to the record book mid-August, so if you need to have your deer measured, reach out to Bucks, Bears, Stags. You can go that through the website and hit the Request a Measure button, and that's bucks-bears-stags.com. Or you can go on there, look at our measures, give them a call. The list is updated. Give some of them a call. One of them a call. Excuse me for the yawn. Whew, that hit me quick. And get your white-tailed deer, your sick of deer stag, or your black bear measured for the Maryland record book. We're posting regularly on Facebook. You might want to take a look at Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page and see some of the outstanding animals that we've measured recently or entered into the Maryland record books. We have done some reaching out and research on some big bucks here in Maryland that have been in shrined in the Boone and Crockett Club Records, Pope and Young Club Records, and we're adding more and more historic deer to the records that otherwise, you know, when we publish a record book this fall, the old records from 2018 to back to 1988 will probably be delisted, just the regular listings. Those in the top 30 will continue to be listed. Top 30 in every category will continue to be listed in our record book. But, you know, everybody else from 30 years will, since we're in the first record book, will be already recorded. Let's put it that way. And won't be in the next record book. We'll have plenty to read, though. We're right at 530 animals that have been measured or transferred, and I would say the minority of those would probably be less than 20, 25 animals transferred from Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young, and the old Maryland Trophy Deer Contest into the Maryland Records. So we're 500 animals that were measured by our volunteer team in the last 3 years. They've been busy, no question, been busy. So, our number here, 410-WCBM 680, if you'd like to get in the Fishing Lure Contest, giveaway contest, Striped Bass Package, the end of August, presented by High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman, 410-WCBM 680. All you have to do is give Adam Aaron your name and number, first name, last name, and phone number. Leave it with him. He's got a little form he fills out, and we will be going the air with me and just say, hey, just wanted to get in a contest or whatever you want to say. And, you know, short phone call, and you're in the contest to win the Striped Bass Package. So, anyway, here we are, 410-WCBM 680. Let's see if we've got any callers on the line. John in North Carolina, buddy, no, long time, no see, no talk. Well, how you been?
Been a long time since I've seen it. It'll be a lot longer.
You're staying in North Carolina, right?
I'm a lot happier down here, I'll tell you that.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Talked to your brother last week. So.
Yeah, I heard him. I hear him every now and again.
Yep.
I would say which month to give it away. Doesn't matter to me if I win one. Look, years ago I gave my Bucks Falker or whatever it was called at the time to a friend who then upgraded to a newer CVA, and he gave it to another friend. Well, I'd kind of like the damn thing back, but I can't get it back until I give him a better one. One of those.
Well, you've got a plan.
Yeah.
You've got a plan.
I mean,
so
he's had that now. Well, it's been floating around among our group for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's still killing deer.
Yep. That's the one you won.
Yeah. No. No, the one I won was my first upgrade. And that Optima. And I'm using that myself.
Yeah, the Optima's a great gun. We're giving another Optima away this year. The way that CVA would like us to do it, and I'm good with this, is to go good, better, best. So we're doing an Optima. I'm sorry, we're doing a Wolf, then we're doing an Optima, then we're doing an Acura, and all the latest models. The none of them have a scope, but all of them have an installed scope mount. So all you need to do is get the optics that you need and put it on there and sight it in. So we're happy with that. Everything is black finished, black and stainless steel, black stock, stainless steel barrel. Makes a really nice looking gun.
Oh, I'm sure.
One of the Acuras is a mountain rifle, MR, which is a really great
barrel.
No, that's the LR.
Okay.
Mountain rifle is the short barrel, and I will tell you, it's extremely maneuverable in a tree stand, if you hunt from a tree stand. And it's a really nice rifle for the woods. I have them all. I have the LR in the Acura. I have the MR in the Acura. And there's probably a couple other ones floating around here. But I gave my old Optima away to a young man at Sika Deer Camp, and he's taken several nice deer with it. So I'm very happy the way the folks at CVA work. So
I've never fired an Acura, but the Optima, it's an easy gun to live with.
Oh yeah, no question.
You know, I bought that special breech plug so I could use Blackhorn.
And they all come standard with that now.
Really?
They come with that. Yeah, they come with that easy release breech plug. You just wheel it out with your fingers, and you're good to go. So
it's a really nice, easy to live with muzzleloader.
Yep.
And
no question
about
it.
I'm really looking forward to the season down here. It's starts the 4th of November, whatever I think, whatever that Saturday is.
Got it.
And
got
you know, it's just a lot of fun.
What are your bag limits?
We get $2 four does.
$2 four does.
Yeah, this might make it jealous. I don't know what you guys pay up there. But last I saw before I got my senior lifetime, it was $40 for $2, four does, two turkeys, small game. And then if you wanted a bear, it was another $10.
Right. You got some tremendous bears in North Carolina. The coastal bears are unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I'm
down
up
there
in the mountains. We've got some. Well, they wander around. We lost the trash can to one a couple of years ago, and my next door neighbor sent me a cell phone picture. We had a bear running around last weekend. I mean, I live in a rural area, and the bears, you know, wildlife is just running around. I've got deer coming through, bears coming through. I've got two groundhogs. Now, they're clever. One, they have great eyesight. They can see me through the window when I'm inside the house.
No question.
And they know not to come close. The other is they position themselves so the road's in the background. And they'll just more or less wave at me because they know I can't take a shot.
You can't take a shot. That's right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, our hunting license fee just increased this year annually for a regular license from $24.50 to $35. The senior license lifetime, if you turn 65 in the current calendar year, is $5. So I've got a $5 license.
You guys are better than us. I paid, I think, $19 for my license.
The regular full season is $35. Then we have the stamps. The archery is $6. The muzzleloader is $6. The ten—it's a Sika Deer stamp—is $10. And then the bonus antler deer stamp, which gives you a third buck, is $10. So 20, 32, and 35. If you want to hunt everything in every season, you're at $72 for regular season. Now, that's not waterfowl.
Okay, we were beating you then by probably 30 bucks, probably 25 or something.
Yeah, got it.
We don't have stamps. I mean, it used to be you could get additional doe tags, but they stopped that a couple of years ago.
Well, we're allowed 10 does in every season.
Oh, we're allowed. Man, it must cost a lot of money to run all those freezers.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we doe harvest, that's for sure. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, all right, brother. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, good luck this season.
Thank you for the call. Good luck. Call
as soon as I can enter the contest.
All right. Robin and I are leaning towards September, October, November for the reasons I stated. So we'll see what happens.
Works for me.
All right.
I'll talk to you.
Have a good one. All right, John. Nice hearing from you. All right, folks. There's John from North Carolina, twin brother to, come on. Help me out here, folks. I just said his name. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, his brother calls from Delaware. I'm embarrassed. Well, let me figure that out, and we will be right. Well, let me talk about some of our sponsors. All right, I need to do that. Time to do that. Time to talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's. It's August. It's hot, been hot. But guess what? That's going to turn around in just a few months. The nights are going to get cooler, nippier. You're going to want to warm the house up without turning the heat on. And the way to do that is an alternative heat source, like a gas fireplace insert, like a gas stove, like a freestanding wood burner, like a freestanding pellet stove, like a pellet insert, like a wood insert. You can see all that at Backyard Billy's. And their division for the heat is called Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, when you stop by, of course, you're gonna walk through the parking lot. You're gonna see all the sheds. You're gonna see the greenhouse. You're gonna see the dog kennels. You're gonna see the chicken coops. You're gonna see the all the stuff for the backyard, the gym sets, the pergolas, the gazebos. All that's out in Backyard Billy's backyard, including the tables and chairs for the the picnic tables and chairs, the Adirondack chairs. That's all you're gonna walk past all that. You're gonna go into the main building. Furniture's on the right. The heat shop's on the left, and that's where the barbecue grills are. And then you go behind that, and that's where all the stoves are. Great brands, too. Great brands. Enviro, which is what we have as far as our gas fireplace insert, and Regency brands of stoves. Why not stop by and check out the selection today? We did the shopping for you. We narrowed it down from three or four places here on the shore to Backyard Billy's. They've got the expertise. They've got the friendly staff. They've got the knowledge. They've got the service. And they've got the better prices. So that's it. 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500 if you want to call them. Hearth America. Facebook page, backyardbillies.com if you want to look on the website. They are open 7 days a week, including today, tomorrow. The exit off of Route 50 coming from the bridge is 44B. If you're going from the Eastern Shore, get on Route 18, go through Graysonville, turn right on Evans Avenue, and then left on Drummond. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Stopped by Clyde Sports Shop the other day. Said hi to Rich. Mike wasn't there, but we looked at some of the ammunition, and we looked at some of the Brownings, and we looked at, anticipation of future hunting season. I need a scope. I have a 308 from Franke, which is a nice gun, and I needed to put a scope on it, maybe start shooting that one a little bit, but we'll see. Since I now hunt in Caroline County, I can use a high-powered rifle for deer, and I do travel to Dorchester and a couple other places to deer hunt where the rifle is the tool of choice. So Clyde Sports Shop has the beautiful Browning X-Bolt rifles in a lot of different configurations and the ammo to fit. So, and plenty of other brands, too. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. They have fishing gear for any kind of fishing. They've got live bait, frozen bait, crab supplies if you need them, even steamers and their own brand of seasoning. So why not stop by? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, 242-6108, 242-6108 is their phone number, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Any old time, but ain't not going to stay. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on the rest of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Ain't no bugs on me. We got a lot of callers, though, that's for sure. Let's talk to Gary in Dundalk. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
Well, going out tomorrow. I was wondering if you had a rockfish report for the Dundalk area.
They're the same place they were when the before the season closed.
All right.
Mouth Patapsco. Yeah, yep. So
that'll work.
Yep. There's some bluefish and some Spanish mackerel moving up the bay, but they're not up here yet. So,
all right.
If they ever get up here. So, and that's kind of a fast trolling deal. You know, with spoons primarily, you troll a little faster than you troll for rockfish. Smaller spoons, the Clark spoons, I'm not sure what numbers they are, small drones, they all work good in the mid-bay and down. So there you go.
All right. Well, that's
all right.
Good. Thanks.
You got it, Gary. Thank you. Captain Don, morning. Captain Don?
Hey.
What's going on?
This is Kenny, Captain Don.
Hey, Kenny, how you doing, man? Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, I got my stuff in 2 days.
Yep, Tim's good at that, so.
Yeah, Tim Don ran into the bait store. We're getting ready to go flounder fishing down the ocean. So
Good for you, man. Now, what's your preferred bait on the flounder?
I'm going to go to these fake gulps. I never
used them
before. Swimming mullet.
Yeah.
Don just went in to get some minnows and...
And squid, you know, squid. Traditional yeah. stuff, yeah.
Yeah, here he comes yeah. now.
Yeah,
but,
white,
we're
white.
We're still fishing and crabbing 3 days, 4 days a week.
Nice, nice. Flounder pounder with a white twist tail or a flounder pounder with a strip of squid and a minnow. Or just a minnow. That's always been my go-to.
Me too. But
flounder pounder, baby. Yep.
Seeing this swimming mullet doing damage, so I'm going to try it. I ain't done it in 20
yeah.
years.
Well, let's see what happens. The great thing about flounder fishing, the easy thing about flounder fishing, is you don't need some kind of giant tackle to catch them. Just a normal spinning rod is good. Now, I like something with a little softer tip because when they pick that bait up and they pull that bait a little bit, you can see that tip, you know, starting to move, and then you just feed them a little bit of line and let them take it just for a bit and pull up slow, and the tip bends over, and then you set the hook. And I love fishing for flounder, man. It's one of my favorite things to do in the inland bays, that's for sure. So.
Well, Captain Don just came in back.
I just came back with some bait.
Is that for lunch or for the fish?
That's why I got called in one guy. He said talking about striped bass fishing, a bait for that. I said, well, I like to use soft crab. He said, no way. You got to put that on a sandwich.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're down. Kenny may have told you we're at Ocean City. And
yeah, that's good.
We're going to the secret spot.
Oh, you have a secret spot in Ocean City, too. Well, that's good.
Yeah, we have secret spots all over the place.
I got you. Sounds good.
Did you go rock fishing this week? And we got a lot of rock fish.
Yep.
Good.
Same old spot that's been on fire lately, but we won't tell you where it was.
No, why would I want to know?
Yeah, everybody else knows.
Everybody else knows. Why should I know?
So. Yeah. I did make a connection with Mr. Lee.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that.
Very interesting man. And we have communicated a few times. And hopefully at some point we'll get together and do a little fishing, because I think that I can learn a lot from Mr. Lee.
No doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. He's the current state record holder for chain pickerel. I don't know if he told you that or not.
No.
Yeah. 8 pounds something. Big fish.
Wow.
So, yep.
Where? So, well, I'm not going to ask where, but
one of the Eastern Shore ponds.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we're going to get up the road, but I think Kenny mentioned that he was in receipt of his winnings.
Yep.
Okay.
So. And all right, buddy. Y'all have a good luck. Okay.
Okay. Take care.
All right. You too. See y'all. The twin brother of John from North Carolina, whose name escaped me just for a second, was Mark. Our callers reminded me. They texted me, and Mark is on the line. See how easy it is to bait out a caller, Mark? Hello, Mark.
Yeah. How are you?
Good. See how easy it is to bait someone into calling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Just forget their name, and then they say, "Ah, it's Mark, it's me."
Yeah, well, in the day and age of people choosing their genders and their pronouns,
yeah,
let's go by "Hey you."
Hey you, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe we could just redefine you as punctuation. Question mark. You know,
well,
something.
One syllable, it doesn't check, get any easier.
Check mark. How you been? You been good?
Good. No complaints. Good. How about you?
Good.
And how's Robin?
Doing okay. She's taking a rest this morning, but she said, "I promise I'll be back next week." So we'll see how that goes. So I just, everybody, you know, she's fine. She's just going through this thing that can't get the medicine right, you know, looking at physical therapy. So, but she's going to be good. She'll be fine. We know it.
Good.
And she knows it. That's the main thing. So, Mark, have you heard anything about the horseshoe crab red knot controversy over there on your Delaware beaches in Delaware Bay? Have you heard of about that? Well, the blue crab, or not the blue crab, the horseshoe crab, excuse me. If I said blue crab, it's horseshoe crab. The horseshoe crab, the estuary for the horseshoe crab is the Delaware Bay, Delaware, New Jersey, just like the estuary for striped bass is the Chesapeake Bay. You know, this is where they come, they breed, they reproduce, and all that. Okay. Blue crab are collected for two purposes. One is their blood. I mean, I keep saying blue. Horseshoe crabs are collected for two purposes. One is their blood, okay? There's an element in their blood that they manufacture and use to detect bacteria in medicine. It's in particularly injectable antibiotics, okay?
Right.
So blue crab is used to detect any presence of bacteria in the manufacturing process. And it's they collect the blood from the horseshoe crabs, and then they release them back into the wild. There's a few processing plants that do that. Well, it's a renewable resource. However, when the blue crabs come and lay their eggs, the little bird called a red knot, little shorebird, eats those eggs, and it is vital to their survival. So,
oh, great.
The environmental groups are at war right now.
Yeah, okay? Who do you choose?
Yeah, which one do you choose? Do you choose the beneficial crab or the endangered red knot that feeds off the crab? The largest population of a red knot is in the same area, as you can imagine, where the blue crabs, or horseshoe crabs, spend the bulk of their life. They reproduce, they drop their eggs, and that type of thing. So you've got the little red knots running up and down the beach looking for horseshoe crab eggs. You got the horseshoe crabs trying to lay their eggs. And you got the commercial guys on the other side trying to harvest them and just chop them up and use them for bait. So, who wins? Who wins in the environmental debate? The bird or the millions of years old crustacean who looks like a dinosaur?
Well, from my reading, it gets a little worse than that. I knew a fisherman who made his living by harvesting horseshoe crab.
Horseshoe crab. Right.
For the medical purposes.
Mm-hmm.
They pull them out. It takes a day to get them to the lab. They draw their blood. They're not put back that day. They're put back the next day.
Right.
So, no, I know there's some controversy. Nobody seems to be sure whether that procedure is actually going to kill them, whether they're going to survive it or not.
I think they said something like 17% of them don't survive.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this.
That's a lot better than it could be.
But if they're harvested for bait, 0% survive.
Right.
Now, the red knot population has declined in concert with the decline of the horseshoe crab population, which tends to make sense in the real world, that if your food source declines, then your reproduction rate declines because you can't produce enough birds to eat all the eggs. So, it's just two factions battling on the same battleground. One is the Audubon Society, of course, and the other is the medical community. And then the third leg of the stool is the commercial fishing industry. Now, if they are this valuable of a resource, why wouldn't those people who are harvesting them just for bait be able to adapt to be able to supply the medical community and work with the medical community in trying to find a solution instead of just removing them, you know, from the landscape and using them to, you know, further their fishing adventures with shrimp and lobster and whatever else they use them in the pots for? I'm just thinking that everybody needs to work together on that one. What do you think?
Yeah. But it first starts with willingness to work.
Exactly. Exactly right. So, anyway,
well,
sorry I forgot your name.
People take a position and people don't talk to each other.
And no, they don't. No, they
they're
don't.
They're just frozen in place.
Wow. Yep, it happens. Well, there are meetings at the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, I guess, this week, and the battle, continuous battle between the recreational anglers that don't want the commercial fishermen to fish for them, and the commercial fishermen who blame the recreational anglers for their, you know, for their activism, continues. So, you know, who's going to win? Who's going to win? Whose side is going to benefit the most from whatever decision the Atlantic State Marine Fisheries Commission makes? We don't know.
No.
Yeah. Commercial guys say we're here because of the recreational anglers and the dead discards. And the recreational anglers say we need conservation measures on rockfish because we're here because of the recreational anglers' dead discard. Well, the fish are dying from somebody, you know, fishing them and catching them and releasing them in, A, too warm water, B, you know, deep hooking or whatever, and the debate will continue on until, you know, some kind of compromise is met. So it's interesting to see the comments online. That's all I can tell you.
Mm.
I don't do a lot of engaging online, debating with people back and forth. I've done that. I don't enjoy it's not even a discussion.
Rude.
Oh, it's beyond rude. It's beyond rude. You know, I'm not going into a battle of wits with an unarmed person, you know? So. What?
But it's classic case. Somebody bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Exactly. Exactly right. So, yeah, I'm not putting myself through it. Too old. I say what I say on the air. You can call and comment if you like in that two-hour time frame. If you don't listen, you don't like it, don't listen. That's pretty much it. So, but you like it and you listen, and I appreciate it, Mark. Sorry I forgot your name there momentarily. Was it just,
that's okay.
Yeah. So. We've known each other a long time.
Oh, gosh, you kidding? It's been...
decades.
I think close to 33,
yeah.
35
yeah.
years, something like
yeah.
that.
Yep, December 17, 1988 went in the air. So, coming up on 35 this year, I think. 35 years, yeah.
Well, there you go, and it all started...
Yeah.
It all started when I had... some general infection, and I ended up on sulfa drugs. Talk about a throwback.
Right.
And I was so, I just felt so sick all over and couldn't sleep, turned on the radio, and that's, you hadn't been on very long, but that's how I found the show.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, oh, man, was I sick.
Huh.
Filled the tub with nothing but hot water, got in, and I was still shivering.
That's not good.
No, it's amazing that didn't kill me. I mean, I was to say I wasn't thinking clearly. But I was thinking clearly enough to enjoy your show.
Right. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Been a long ride for a lot of people, and we appreciate their loyalty and their listenership, no question. Good and bad. I mean, look, I broadcast from the hospital bed. I called in one morning and talked to the producer at the moment many years ago when I got struck by a kidney stone on Friday night and said, you're going to have to play a pre-recorded show. And, you know, you go through it all. You go through life, you know. I'm laying in the hospital with Guillain-Barré. I've got a tube down, catheter down my... and through my neck down into my heart, and I'm on the radio. That was fun. That was fun.
So,
everybody, yep, no question. So, hey, Mark, thanks very much.
Have a wonderful week.
You do the same. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Hey, folks, we just got a note from our buddy John B. The streaming keeps dropping off, just letting you know. WCBM not available right now on an app called TuneIn. He says it's dropped a few times already. He's just letting us know, not complaining. And he just said, yep, all these years and we don't get any older. You know what they say, some men grow up and some men just grow older. All right. Hey, you know who I got to talk about right now? Yep, you guessed it. If you're following along, following the script, following the schedule, it is Spurry's Tire Service. Spurry's Tire Service. Right across the street here, not far. Spurry's Tire Service located at the corner of Doverett and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. No question, they're there all the time. I'm talking about the locals. And the reason is, Spurry's does good work. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for any vehicle that you drive. For your car, your truck, doesn't matter if it's a high-end sports car, doesn't matter if it's an EV, doesn't matter if it's a tractor-trailer, doesn't matter. Anything in between a Triumph and a tractor trailer, they've got the tires for it. No question about it. Any make, any model. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire, even for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. Tractors and all the farm equipment, garden tractors, lawnmowers, wheelbarrows, you name it, they've got the tires. Tire repair, full service automotive repair. They check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They have a 24-hour truck service, and all that and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Why not stop by? No appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384, for Spurry's Tire Service. And when you stop in, tell Brent and the guys that you heard about them on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh-picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish, Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator, Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block, yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Like to see how this develops, but we don't have time. Right now we need to talk to Lily and her dad. Good morning, Lily. How are you?
Good.
Good. You're going fishing today?
Yep. We're going out to catch some perch, and my dad was going to try to catch some rockfish.
Well, good. Good, good, good. You want to reveal your secret spot?
Nope.
Nope? Well, that's what we do here on the radio show. We tell people where we're going fishing, and, you know, it's a secret, and then nobody else will show up.
Yeah.
You believe me?
I guess so.
How old are you, Lily?
I'm 10.
So you're not driving?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
We're very bumpy roads.
The bumpy road. I got it. Well, hang on to the phone then, that's for sure. So
yeah.
Yeah, we don't want your dad to take his hand off the wheel and grab the phone, that's for sure. So if you have a Bluetooth though, he can say hi.
Hey, Mr. Allen.
Hey, buddy. What's your name?
Matt Pasadena.
Matt. Yep. I got it. So
pretty fishing for we're in a white perch tournament next weekend, so we're trying to find some decent spots.
I got you. I got you. Hey, I want to give you a secret, okay?
Okay.
There are some big white perch out there. You can go through 100 little ones, okay? Increase the size of your bait and jig with an 1/8-ounce jig head and about a 3-inch white twister tail.
Yes, sir.
You will weed out all the little fish, but those big fish will slam it.
I appreciate the tip.
Yes, sir. There was a perch tournament here, I don't know, last weekend or so. I can't say where exactly, but I know it was taken by a 16-inch perch.
Wow.
That's a big perch. Yep, and they've been catching a couple like that, anywhere between 10, 12 inches up to 15, 16 inches. 1/8-ounce jig head, 3 to 4 inch twister tail. If you find them, you know, you find them with the night crawlers or, you know, grass shrimp or some minnows or something, but then start dropping that little bigger bait down there and weed out those little 10 inches, and you'll catch less, but you'll catch more ones that you
quality
want to
quality than quantity.
More quality than quantity, correct. The old adage goes even with white perch, bigger bait, bigger fish.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Enjoy.
Yeah, right.
No, enjoy your day. Have a wonderful day, and make sure Lily catches the biggest fish. That'll keep her hooked.
Well, she will.
Yep.
Right, Lily? You're gonna outfish Dad today, right?
I've outfished him before with 7 perch.
Well, see, there you go. It always happens. Hey, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys. Good luck out there today.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, thanks, Matt. See y'all. Bye bye. All right, how about that? That's a great call. I love those kind of calls. I really do. So. All right, 410 WCBM 680. Next hour, we're going to talk about the Biden administration defunding the hunter safety programs and archery programs in the schools across the country. We'll talk about what Maryland's response and others should be, and we'll talk a little bit about hunter safety here in Maryland. So, but right now, I got to tell you one more time about Backyard Billy's. They are located off Route 50, exit 44. That's, of course, you'll see them when you take the exit. But if you are looking for something for your backyard, a picnic table, you know, you got Labor Day coming up, you got picnic tables with, you know, the family will be over, you need a nice table and chairs, sit around, you have a nice deck, you can sit on there with those, some of those Adirondack chairs, you know, you can contain your chickens in one of their chicken coops if you like, you can entertain the kids on the gym set, and all that big stuff, the sheds and gym sets and gazebos and that type of thing can be, you know, free delivery within 60 miles and free delivery in Delaware and Maryland beaches, that's for sure. So why not stop by and see that stuff? But I want to talk about the barbecue grills, too. Backyard Billy's has the pellet grills by Traeger. The Big Green Egg is a ceramic grill smoker. So is Kamado Joe. And then, of course, the Memphis grills, the all stainless steel pellet grills. Take a look at those, too. Make sure you take a look at the Beale Street version of the Memphis grill. All stainless, pellet controlled, phone controlled. You control it with your Bluetooth. Big panel right there in the front. You can set the temperature and the time, the whole deal. All that at Backyard Billy's. Backyardbillys.com. 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. Graysonville, your backyard is going to look just great, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the banjo pickers. News is coming up. Get out. Stay out. Please stay safe out there. Spend time with your family like Lily and her dad. That was great. See you next hour.